Hi guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard, and I'm here with my good friend Richie Swan, and we are a girl and a guy in the gym.
So, in true my style, when I'm planning the episode, I just bring a guest in. So I'm not going to say anything. I've got a list here and I'm going to let you do all the intro yourself, babe.
Hi, guys. This is like my first ever podcast and I'm a bit nervous. Okay,
I find that really hard to believe.
So I'm Alyssa. Quite a lot of people in Liverpool know me because I did Desperate Scousewives years ago.
So anyone who doesn't know about what Desperate Scousewives was, it was basically Liverpool's version of The Only Way Is Essex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was on E4. How many years ago?
About 8 years ago now. It was 8 episodes.
Did they intend to do a second series?
They hoped it would get a second series, but it was so awful. I mean, I knew at the time it was awful. It was scripted beyond belief.
Really?
Oh, it was absolutely.
They all are though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you reckon Love Island scripted?
Oh, don't. Don't, Richie. Don't start saying things you can't take back.
Most reality television is scripted, or they'll reset up scenes. And with Scousewives, it was like, okay, someone's going to walk in and react naturally. Okay, you might have done that the first time, but by the time you've shot it for the fifth time, you aren't reacting naturally whatsoever anymore because you know who's walking in. I've written lots of books. I've written lots of books for celebrities.
So, are you allowed to say it? Or?
Well, yeah, I can mention a few. Some I put my name on, some I don't put my name on.
Why not?
You were... Just because sometimes sometimes it might not be want to be associated. So I used to meet the Geordie Shore girls quite a lot, and I was really close to Holly Hagen, so I ended up doing everything she's ever written pretty much. I would write in conjunction with her. I've just finished one for Leanne Brown from Real Housewives of Cheshire. I still do a bit of journalism now and again.
And your business.
Oh.
You're a businesswoman as well.
Absolutely. So because I've got a keen interest in health and fitness, I also run my own health retreats with a crack team of people that's amazing. So
I thought you said a crap team of people. Oh, Howard. Wow, that was way harsh, babe.
But recently, I've just done another reality TV show. That's very exciting. I believe that's what we're going to talk about today.
Let's go on to that.
Okay, so in January, I got chosen to go on Bear Grylls, Treasure Island.
Wow, my mum would be so jealous.
I'm jealous.
I am not jealous.
Do you not fancy Bear Grylls?
Have you ever seen what they have to go through?
Yeah, I know, but do you not fancy him?
Let me Google him. Don't know what he looks like. I've just seen what they do. So go on, Liz, sorry.
It used to be called The Island, but they've changed it this year. It's called Treasure Island because they hid money on the island for the first time ever.
And can you say how much?
It was £100,000.
Wow.
So it's a life-changing amount of money.
That is a life-changing amount of money. Oh, he is fit.
Everybody asks me, why did you want to do it? But I feel like, because I've done Scousewise, I feel like, I don't know, most people have me down as this like glamorous airhead, you know, just bit of a princess and all the rest of it. And that's not me at all. I have got a lot of strength of character, grit, determination, whatever you want to call it. I kind of just wanted to prove that. And I was sat with Aunt Middleton one day having dinner and he was like, why don't you do SAS for taking girls this year? And I was like, oh no, number one, I can't have you screaming in my face. And two, I'm not athlete fit and you need to be athlete fit to do that show. So I thought, I'm going to do Bear Grylls.
So what was the process to go on to that?
Well, the next day I applied online and then I sent a video of myself, a 2-minute video. And then they rang me 2 days later saying, you know, we really liked your video. They did a phone interview with me. Then they invited me to London for a screen test. And then they did a lot of psychological testing.
Was there a lot of psych?
Yeah.
See, that's where we'd fail. Around the bend.
Wait, the fitness or the psychological?
Psychological.
So what kind of testing did they do?
Well, I already knew I was on the show before they decided to do all the psychological tests. It was more like warnings, you know. And he was just saying, you know, why do you think you've been picked for this show? What is it about you that you've been picked? Because I was picked from 40,000 people.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
Exactly. So then I'm thinking, oh my God, why have I been picked? But then I was thinking, well,
because I'm fucking amazing.
Well, I think most people look at me and think, there's no way she could do that. Don't get me wrong, I like the finer things in life. I'm well-dressed, I like handbags, shoes, makeup. I get my hair done twice a week, eyelashes, whatever. And I just think people just wouldn't expect me to be able to do it. Yeah. And I think that's what the TV
company... Well, it is a far cry from Scousewives. Complete.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it's probably one of the hot, like you say, SAS and that, like the hardest things
in terms
of TV for entertainment to do.
It was hardcore. And everybody thinks, like, is it as hard as they make out? It's so much harder. So what about
the fitness test, and what was that like? Was that challenging?
The fitness test wasn't challenging, no. But what they wanted to see where you were in terms of fitness, because then when you're on the island, they need to see how much you've dropped.
Okay, so they test you throughout or at the end?
Throughout. They test you at the end as well.
Okay. So that's just to check what's going on?
So check how much muscle you have, how fit you are. You know, they need to know if you're walking around the island trying to look for money, that you're not going to drop dead, you know?
Oh, yeah, because you could put a claim in, couldn't you?
Well, not if you're dead.
Did you lose a lot of weight while you were on it?
They told me, they said, you're very, very slim, Alyssa, you must put on weight before you go.
Is this before you went? That's because you've been doing spin every
year. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So they advised me to put on some weight. And I was vegan before I went on the island. And like, when you're vegan, you can virtually never put weight. Well, I couldn't anyway. So I had to stop all that. I was eating pizzas, donuts, Coca-Cola.
Did you proper carb up?
Oh, I went mental. Everyone must have thought.
But you
were,
because you were so healthy before. Because I've like seen what you were putting on your Instagram, and you're boss cook. I've watched all you're going, look at what I've made. How did your body feel from going from eating so clean to eating so shit? Put the weight on. You must have felt horrible.
It was just horrible. Yeah, I was just feeling full and bloated all the time, eating pastries, donuts, everything I could.
Did you feel a difference in your energy?
Massively, yeah. It was Christmas as well, so I just went to town on chocolate, alcohol, everything. When somebody says, you know, you've got carte blanche to put on as much weight as you can, it's amazing. And knowing that you're going to drop it all very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But in the worst possible way, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. It was absolutely terrible. I was 63 kilograms going in, and then I came out and I was 55. So
you went in just under 10 stone and you came out like eight stone 10 or something. 10, yeah. Wow. I need to get on Bear Grylls after this baby, don't I?
No, do you know what? I can't believe how little York got on you.
I know, yeah, you don't look big at all.
Like, that's never... the only reason I said, because I knew I'd eaten them crisps when I wanted.
You went online and applied.
Yeah.
You then go through that month process.
Yeah.
So where were you when you got the call going, babe, pack your bags, you're going to a treasure island?
I was in Oxford, actually. And I was just like so happy. I was literally so happy because I've never even camped. I've never done anything outdoorsy in my life, but it didn't faze me one bit. And I just thought, this is going to be the most unbelievable adventure. This will be so life enriching for me.
And we can only talk about certain parts, obviously, because we can't ruin it. And we'd probably get sued. But that might be really good for publicity. Should we just put it all out there?
Put me and you in chains. Outside Channel 4.
A girl and a gay in jail.
A girl and a gay doing time.
So, what can we talk about? Obviously, you can win 100 grand.
Yeah, so they did put money on this on the island for the first time ever. There was 12 contestants. Six women, six men.
Yeah.
All different walks of life, all, you know, different ages, all from all corners of the country.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a very, very interesting social experiment, and to see how we all get on, and everybody had different strengths and weaknesses. My strengths and weaknesses did not, like, well, my strengths really didn't marry up with that island.
Oh, really?
I was like, well, you know, guys,
I can write about this when we get out.
Yeah. Don't know how to do this, don't know how to do that.
But did you learn?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you have to. Like, I remember, like, them giving me my machete for the first time. I was like, I'm never using that. I am never using a machete. I'll end up, like, chopping my own hand off or something.
So you had to use a machete?
Yeah. And then when you're actually there, you don't realise how much you use it. And in fact, my grip strength got, like, doubly strong.
So really?
Before I went on the island.
Lucky man. Yeah. How are you still single?
Why?
Maybe too strong. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, they do a grip strength test before you go in, and then they do it every week on the island, and I was improving every single week, and I was thinking, my body is completely being depleted, but my grip strength is getting better, and it's because I'm doing everything with the machete.
Hands, yeah.
Everything you did every day, you needed a machete, whether it was to walk through a jungle and chop through it, to open a coconut, to gut a fish, whatever it might have been, I used that
machete.
Well,
I've seen this on your Instagram the other day going, I've still got it.
Yeah.
You cut up a coconut.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So just something like that. Mad. Is that difficult when you first start?
Yeah. I mean, I was super scared of my machete, but then by the end of it, it's like
your best mate.
It is your best mate. It's like literally kept you alive.
Yeah.
I was living like a true hunter-gatherer, and that is how your body is designed to work and designed to move.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know, you would lift, you would bend, you would squat, you'd be climbing, you would be, you know, going through jungle vines, your army crawling on the floor to get under stuff. And every single part of my body was moving. Yeah. We would be out walking for miles and miles and miles, trying to get water, lifting water, carrying it back, hunting. You never stopped. It's a physical.
You know, even though you dropped so much weight, were you ripped?
No, I wasn't ripped because I was bones. Burning through muscle yeah. tissue. Yeah. But the ones who were overweight, very overweight before they went on, they all got fitter. Their blood pressure dropped and normalised.
Do you think they were at an advantage a little bit?
Absolutely, because they had so much more fat on them.
The energy to use.
They were still powering on through and going strong towards the end. Whereas I was like, my blood pressure had dropped so much, I literally couldn't even stand up some days. It's like I was drunk.
Really?
Yeah. I dislocated my knee on the fourth day.
So you did that 4 days in. How long was the actual process?
The show, it's 5 weeks long, but not everybody made it to the end. I can't tell you if I made it to the end or not, but you'll have to
Well, she can't
it.
Tell all you. Well, I know, I know.
Only you would show off about something like
we
that.
We know.
As a new viewer of the show, these are the things that I want to know. Where did you have a poo?
So somebody asked Bear, you know, Bear, do you shit in the woods? When
I don't know why I found that's sorry, God.
Somebody asked him that on the boat on the way over and he went, no, always in the sea, it's more hygienic.
Ah.
And it is, it's cleaner.
We were talking about periods as well.
If you're on your period, yeah, they give you tampons or sanitary towels, whatever you want, basically. We had a basic medical kit.
But also like, just on a health thing, a lot of girls who are younger have that mentality of eating less is better for you to lose weight. But like, there are loads of health risks and like what happened to you with your period stopping.
So I'd lost so much weight so quickly that my body just started to shut down. Obviously, you're not getting the nutrients in your body. So my immune system was like shot to pieces. My period stopped and that took like 3 months to come back. Because
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it that long?
Because I was still, like my body was just like crazy. It went haywire.
Yeah.
Even stuff like getting back into the rhythm of sleeping in a bed again. And that's, again, what's proved to me how your body is designed to work. So there's no artificial light. There's no technology there. There's nothing stimulating you from keeping you awake. So you went to bed when the sun went down. You went to go to sleep when the sun went down.
And you
came up when the sun came up. And that's how you're supposed to live. And we really got in the rhythm of the island.
How long did it take you to get into the rhythm, though?
It took a good week to get into it. And then the more tired you
I thought it'd be longer than that.
No.
So you
did you miss your phone?
Not one bit. Person missed it. We were so busy. And the other thing is, you're around other fascinating people.
Yeah.
And you all sit around a campfire, watch the sunset. You all have a laugh and swap life stories. And it's fascinating. Nice. And then the other thing was, we'd have big debates because we couldn't Google an answer to anything.
Joe, what? Google is the saviour.
But then you lose that part of your brain which helps you wonder about things because you Google it straight away without actually sitting there and thinking about it logically.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. What if this happens? So we'd come up with hypothetical situations and then like have a big laugh about it, a big debate about something.
And then Google it all when you get out.
Well, we always used to how many calories do you think are in a coconut?
Oh, you know? How many calories do a whole coconut? I'm going to stab in the dark about 120.
120, what do you think?
I think there's well more than that. I'd say 300. 250.
Is that 800?
Whoa! Do you know where I got mine from? A coconut latte from Costa is 120 calories.
I can't cope with you.
And I was like, how many coconuts must they have to crush down to put into that latte?
Yeah.
800 calories in a coconut.
And you know what? There's everything in there to keep you alive. If you ever find yourself on a desert island, that is the first thing you need to go for. Because one,
it's high in calories.
High in calories. It's full of good fats. The water in it is full of electrolytes. It's full of it's full of potassium and things like that you need that'll stop. Because we were getting cramp all the time because you're not getting any salt or anything.
But that's full of everything you need.
Full
for
of
that.
Everything you need. So, but we had literally depleted our stock, you know, in the first couple of weeks of coconuts, and it's becoming so hard to get them Because we were too high up and we weren't allowed to climb up.
Oh, why weren't you allowed to climb? Oh, health and safety. Yeah.
Then in some days you'd be sat there, your heart breaking, going, oh my God.
Was there anyone there to go, oi, you're going over 6 foot, or could you just go, fuck this, I'm doing it?
No, we had a film crew there who also, yeah, if they saw us doing anything that we shouldn't have been doing, then yeah, they would...
And would you get like a warning?
Yeah, they'd be like, come strike on, guys. One. Yeah, you can't do that. It's for your own good. We're the not teachers. Trying to be...
I go,
yeah.
No, it's for your own good that you turn around, yeah. Close your eyes, because I haven't eaten in a week and you are on thin ice.
You're like that after an hour.
I know.
So would you do it again?
1,000,000% I would do it again, and I would recommend it to anybody, because what it's taught me is what's important, what's not important in life, who's important, who's not important. Like, I sat there and got so much mental clarity on that island about so many different situations. And yeah, you just realise what's important in life, and all this stuff that is around us is just so not needed. As long as you've got food, water, shelter and heat.
And Botox.
That's all you need.
And love.
And love.
Aww. I said Botox.
So superficial.
He's laughing, but I can't tell because his face doesn't move.
I blind you with me fake teeth. You've started your own fitness retreat business, haven't you?
Yeah.
How did you move into fitness?
I've always had a keen interest in like health, fitness, nutrition. I'd lost a lot of weight myself.
How old were you when you were at your biggest then?
I was probably early 20s, yeah. And I was just boozing.
I was going to say, was that something gradual? Had you been in shape, went a bit bigger, lost or...?
No, I was just like after uni, I was boozing a lot. Just eating shit all the time.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, absolutely knew nothing about nutrition, nothing about how my body worked, never did any exercise, nothing. So, and obviously, I wanted to get into it. And because I've been on my own weight loss journey, and I used to actually really enjoy training.
No, but what was your ping moment? Because we talk about your ping moments and everyone has that realised, like look at a photo on holiday or catch a glimpse in the middle. What was it that made you go, shit, I need to change myself here?
I think I got a boyfriend and he was really into the gym, Joe. He was really into the gym.
Was he ripped?
Yeah, and he was absolutely shredded. Oh, like not six-pack, you know, like a Geordie Shore type.
Yeah.
So then that really, I was thinking, right, okay, I want to lose weight.
And like, we're not sleeping together for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. God, I've got like an apron hanging. Then he cheated on me.
Which then sends you...
So then I went...
It's you, not him. You then beat yourself. What have I done?
Absolutely. So then I lost dramatic amounts of
weight. Proven best diet.
Yeah, but it's one way or the other. Some hit the fridge, some leave the fridge, isn't it? Yeah. So
would you hit the fridge?
I eat whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad, whether I'm up, whether I'm down, whether I'm left. I eat. Nothing affects my appetite. So go on. So from that...
I started doing lots of health retreats myself. Like, so going on
them. Oh, so did you go away on them?
So I used to go away on them all the time.
How many years ago was this?
That was like, yeah, like I was about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So people used to want me to cover them and write about them, blog about them, whatever. So I've been lucky enough to go on some of the best in the world. And I took the best of the best and then I thought I could put that into my own retreat.
Yeah.
And then I've been on some absolutely diabolical ones, really bad ones, which absolutely...
So give us an example. What would be the typical journey of someone going to a fitness retreat from... You go online, you go, right, so what's going to be included? What are they looking for?
Depends which one you book, but I mean, the majority of people will think, right, okay, I want to go to see one of these health retreats, I want to lose weight, and they want to do it very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to come back stone later in 3 days?
Yeah, and it's just
I think that's what you think is going to happen though, isn't it? You like pay $1,000 and you're guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, there are some places that will guarantee the result for that time that you step on that scale when you leave.
And a week later, it's all back on, but you've got less muscle.
So I understood all this and thought, that's not how I want to do my retreat. So we do completely the opposite. We feed you nutrient-dense meals, which is what you should be eating, not starving yourself. So nutrient density is important, filling your body full of nutrients. So we feed you varied coloured food. We feed you perfect portions and we do not overtrain you. We only train you 3 times a day, short, sharp HIIT exercise, and that is all that you need. And we get just as good results as anybody who's being thrashed for an entire week. And most people will leave us feeling refreshed, feeling amazing. They'll have slept, you know, they've learned so much knowledge, and they literally rebook straight away for the next one.
Like, obviously, knowledge is power, and absolutely, that's how you change. And from what I see, it does look amazing. Like, I do think you'd come away a hell of a lot, because fitness is so broad and there's so many. You go online, you can get 10 things for one subject, yeah. Like giving you 10 different bits of advice.
Yeah.
So if someone could walk away and just go, wow, I actually understand now, eating at that much under my calories, I'm wasting muscle, and like that's invaluable.
And maybe,
and it's called Life Lab, isn't it?
It's called the Life Laboratory, and I'm thinking about doing one maybe just after Christmas. People want a kickstart after Christmas, at the Christmas period, and I've got the most phenomenal venue.
Right, so that's a wrap on that. Nice one for coming in, babe.
You're welcome.
Bear Grylls, Treasure Island, every Sunday, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Channel 4.
Oh, and Life Lab Retreats on Instagram. Anyone who's wanting to go on a little healthy weekend away.
You can come and chat to me all about the island. Yeah. You can come and see what I've learned. And also, what the biggest thing is mindset. You know, that takes a lot to be able to sit there and mentally endure what I've just done for 5 weeks. And if you want to come and
babe, we were trying to get rid of you. That. We've just come to an end. Shut the fuck up and go, bye.
And now the time has come. We are now at the end of series 2. We've had a ball, haven't we, babe?
We have had a ball. We've had some good things happening, haven't we?
Who was your favourite guest?
We've had my mum, haven't we? So that was obvious. Well, I found that one a bit weird. That was quite hard to do.
Oh, I thought it was your mum, isn't it? Yeah.
We've had Heidi, so it was good to have a mate on. And then Freddie.
Freddie was the guy that ran across the desert. If you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it. He's amazing.
It's just been fun, hasn't it? Just two mates having a laugh. Just a girl and a gay having a ball.
Oh, thanks for listening, everyone. See you soon.
What say we were in the gym, but we're in the living room.
This is a girl and a guy eating a packet of crisps.
No, but honestly, like, if you look back, we started this, towards the end of last year and come out in January. We thought, oh God, a couple of people of our clients might listen to this. And we've ended up, by July, we'd have 50,000 people listening to our podcast.
I know, if you've not got nothing else to do.
I can't believe we've been in the charts of Apple.
Destiny's Child are reforming next year. Is it because they've got competition now?
Oh, we've got so much in common with them. You can be Michelle. Shotgun Beyonce. And it's soon to be a girl, a gay, and a little girl in the gym.
Ah, yeah. Thank God it's a girl. Imagine if it was a boy. What do we do?
Well, I wouldn't do nothing because I'm having nothing to do with it. I can't bear kids. And if we do a series 3, you can leave the baby at home.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter.